Yeah. What's going on? It is the magnificent TDK, and this is another edition of the Block Report. I am pleased to be here with you, and I am pleased for those of you that tune in and listen to the show. And this is a work in progress for sure. But I am not deterred, thrown off by building something from the ground up. So I will start where I have to start at, or where starting is to be started, which is putting one foot in front of the other, getting up and going after what it is that I want. And what I want is, I want to provide information and to my people that might be looking for answers, or just someone that relates to what they may have been going through and feels, and they may feel like they don't have anyone else out there that expresses a viewpoint that could give them some sort of understanding. You know, because you have people out here that do a whole bunch of dummy babble, and all they're about is just trying to entertain. And their thing is, if they goof off and entertain people, then therefore they're distracted and transported into a world where all the realities of life don't really exist. As if people can't see through them and see them for what they are. Wow. Now let's put a pause on that, because this is going very deep. That is very deep right there. Some of y'all, now y'all might be saying, well, he's saying it's very deep and I don't find it deep at all. But the thing is, let me tell you something. If you understood what I said, then you would understand how deep it really is. Now, I don't really, you know, this is not a sports show, so we're not talking numbers and athletes, so we're not talking height, body weight, hits, this and all this crap, so some of y'all might not get into it, but we are talking numbers, though. We're talking real numbers, and what we're talking is the numbers of reality. Because when you go out there and you spit that dummy babble and you try to make people just, there's a difference. Like, there's comedians and it's their thing to go make people laugh. But when you're just somebody, I'm just entertaining. I'm out here entertaining for people so they can buy me a drink or buy me this and or give me a pat on the head and make me feel good. Especially when you do this trying to get those types of things from the dominant society, and they're dominant in their wealth, their accumulation of wealth, and how they're able to apply that wealth to maintain their lifestyle and to keep others that are not like them on the lower rungs of a societal economical imbalance. That is how you frame what a dominant society is. You see, whether you know it or not, There is a thirst for people who want to become dominant. They want to be the dominant ones. They want to be in charge. There's a dominant behavior out there. a thirst for the knowledge to have to learn how to have this dominant behavior. And the thing is that many people don't understand it. But we're going a little bit off track because today's show, we'll get into that at another time, but that's food for thought. Put a pin on that one. Today's show, what we're talking about is, and it almost relates, speaking of dominance, the pharmaceutical society and community, who basically give you stuff. They basically do things with your food and your medicine to make you sick, and then also sell you the remedy as well. Or what they do is they will make you believe that you are sick and that there is something wrong with you and that they have the cure, and they will sell you that. Not the cure, actually, because they're not about curing anything. They're just about depressing the levels of the symptoms that you may be experiencing and keeping that on a low level so that you can continue to purchase their drugs from them. And therefore, keep their pockets filled up. So there was there the other day, I noticed a poster, and it was a poster speaking about a drug that would supposedly help people with a particular disease called akathisia. And the thing was, when I read this, when I read what they said, the symptoms of this particular, because it's an anxiety disorder, and this particular disorder, I mean, there are so many things out there that could cause this, and anyone. Basically, the way that they describe it, anyone could be eligible for this drug. Let me give you, and just so you know, it's also classified as a mental health disorder. But let me give you a few of the things that they describe about this disorder that says what it is and what affects. Some of the effects or symptoms. Okay, so. Because what I want to show you is that how they can make a drug and claim that this drug will help you for just about anything. They'll combine all types of different symptoms of that people may experience and then say, yeah, that this drug will help you. And that drug may or may not help you, but it also may even make your situation worse. So this is what WebMD says akathisia is. Akathisia is a movement disorder that makes it hard for you to stay still. It causes an urge to move that you can't control. You might need to fidget all the time, walk in place, or cross and uncross your legs. Usually, akathisia is a side effect of antipsychotic drugs. You take these medicines to treat schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and other brain conditions. That means your doctor can change your medicine or dose to relieve your symptoms of akathisia. Okay, let's stop right there. You want to cross and uncross your legs. Now you need a drug for that? You fidget all the time. Let me show you why some people fidget or have anxiety. They've been through some sort of trauma. Not because they were on a drug. The way that they described it, they want to tell you that it was because you're on some antipsychotic drugs. Some people have been through a trauma in their life where either someone made them actually fearful for their life, and now this fear is internalized, and now because of that, they can't control their own body because of the fear that they feel. And they want to tell you it's because someone's on an antipsychotic drug or some psychotic drug. That's the reason why these people have these symptoms. I totally disagree. Some may. But the thing is that those drugs that they give you, listen to the term, antipsychotic. That means it's supposed to not make you psychotic. But yet still, it makes you have these symptoms where then you need another drug to take in order for you to somehow feel normal. Or what one may call normal. Okay. Because let's say you had a near-death experience where you almost got hit by a train, or you and someone had you drowned, you did this, you had an experience where someone was whooping your ass, you were a victim of abuse, and you end up fearing that one day that situation might return again. What does that have to do with drugs? This has to do with fear. Let me show you something. So the thing is that they always want to tell you it's some drug and you're on drugs and then take another drug to help you with your symptoms from another drug or from some other sort of feeling and situation that you may be dealing with. Now, what causes akathisia, according to WebMD? Not everyone taking an antipsychotic drug gets the disorder. Symptoms usually appear within a few days. Older and first generation versions of these drugs are more likely to cause akathisia than newer ones. You're also more likely to get it if you start with a high dose, suddenly increase the dose, or stop a medicine suddenly. Older antipsychotic drugs that may cause akathisia include. Now, a lot of y'all may know of some of these drugs, and I will get into them in just a brief second. Okay, so here are some of the drugs that may cause akathisia. Chlorpromazine, droperidol, haloperidol, flufenazine, loxapine, perphenazine, pimazide, prochlorperazine, diorazidine, dioxithioxazine, trifluoperazine. Okay, so those were, I may have chopped up some of the pronunciation in some of those names, but I did the best that I could. Here we go. Doctors aren't sure exactly why these drugs have this side effect. They may block chemicals like dopamine that help your brain cells talk to each other. That's not good. In parts of your brain that control movement, dopamine plays an important role in muscle control. Other medications can also bring on akathisia. They include drugs used to prevent vomiting and nausea, antidepressants like tricyclics and selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Not too familiar with that, but anybody out there that knows about that, you can always email me at tdkmgmt@gmail.com and we can speak on that. Matter of fact, that brings me to another point. If you want to get in touch with the host of the show and the show period and you are seeking to maybe advertise your business or forward suggestions and ideas for topics for the show, and you would like to communicate with the host and the show, you can always email at tdkmgmt@gmail.com. Please put in the subject headline of your email, the block report, so that I know that it's someone that is sending me an email, sending the show and myself an email in regards to the show. As we move forward, calcium channel blockers. So health conditions can health conditions like Parkinson's, traumatic brain injury, see what I just said? Trauma can cause people to perform in this manner. You don't need drugs. Encephalitis, a type of brain inflammation. So one of the key things is, see, they're trying to go ahead and then jump to drugs. To say that you was on a drug, you were taking a drug, and that's why you have this thing now, and they made up a name for it. When the whole thing is that trauma is one of the things that can cause this. A traumatic situation or experience that you might have experienced. You were on a plane. It might have crashed. You're on a plane that had terrible turbulence. Now, every time you get near an airport or any sort of a plane, or somebody mentions something about heights or flying, you get extremely nervous and you can't help yourself and you get very anxious. But they want to tell you about drugs. So what I'm saying is that the reason why I bring this up is because a lot of the times they bring up these drugs and there's more information. Like I said, you can look this information up on WebMD. Just put in akathisia, which is spelled A-K-A-T-H-I-S-I-A. A for alpha, K for kappa, A for alpha, T for theta, H for hello, I for indigo, S for silo, I for indigo, A for alpha. I forgot the H in the actual, what it would be. I think it would be helo. So I said hello, but here we are. So akathisia. So you can look it up and then you can get more information on it. But what I'm trying to, what my message is and what I want to bring to you for you to understand is that beware of these drugs and these people coming up with names for things as simple as you're fidgeting, you're moving too much. That's exactly how they got, that's exactly how they were able to convince parents to put their kids, especially black parents, to put their kids on drugs like Ritalin. They don't know how to, these pharmaceutical companies and these schools and these teachers and these psychologists and psychiatrists or therapists, they're all in the game. Mostly a lot of them are in the game to get a bag. Very few of these people are here to actually help. One of the things that you must understand about medicine and pharmacology, which is the study of medicine and drugs, is that their goal, as far as the business is not to cure any disease. If you cure anything, then you have no more drugs to sell. Basically putting yourself out of business. So, anyway, this is today's episode from the Block Report. Hope you enjoyed it. I am your magnificent host, the magnificent TDK. Peace.